And now, Motor Talk with David Berthon, thanks to Oscar. 800 quality used cars from the Big 12 brands.
Porsche is an interesting company, recognised as the German sports car manufacturer, but in recent years in Australia, its growth has come from SUVs, the mid-size Macan and the larger and older Cayenne, both representing 80% of sales. The Macan comes in five all-wheel drive models. A 2-litre four-cylinder turbo model was released last year at $80,000, and it's well-spec for the money. However, I've just driven the top-line Macan Turbo with what's called a performance package at $169,000, expensive, but a very individual luxury SUV, further pushing up power and torque over the standard 3.6-litre turbo six-cylinder. Reaching 100 k's in just 4.4 seconds, not bad when you consider it weighs 2 ton. The dash and interior is best described as a cockpit. You actually feel like you're sitting in an aircraft with multiple switches on the high-mounted centre console. As I said earlier, Porsche give the tachometer precedence in the instrument cluster. I'd prefer it to be the Speedo, which is smaller and has poorly defined speed markings from 60 to 100 k's, which are very hard to quickly reference. The performance pack includes 21-inch alloy wheels, an active management suspension with 15 millimetres lowering at speed, a sports exhaust and massive disc brakes, 390 millimetres on the front, 356 on the rear, and believe me, with this Porsche skyrocket performance, you need them. I'm David Berthon.